Parents have been protesting outside Northport Middle School on Long Island, saying the students and staff are becoming sick and the school building is the cause. Now that school is closing.
WCBS reporter Sophia Hall has been following this story for months. Sophia, when will the students be moved?
So the students will be moved on Thursday. Today, Martin Luther King Jr. Day, there was no school, but school for the students at Northport Middle School will also be canceled Tuesday and Wednesday of this week. And then Thursday will be the day the students will go to new schools and classrooms. In fact, it depends on your grade. The sixth graders will go to one school, the seventh another school, and the eighth graders will go to a separate school. I was also told by one of the parents I spoke with today that they saw the furniture was taken out of the school this past weekend.
Have you heard from the superintendent?
Superintendent did not speak to me, declined my request for an interview, but the parents I spoke with just said finally, after years and years of complaining and protesting and seeing both students and staff becoming sick, some with constant stomach aches, some with headaches, other with high mercury levels, and some with rare types of cancers, they're just really relieved the school is closing. And there's 660 students that will be moved. And about 2 weeks ago, this move comes after about 2 weeks ago, it was announced that mercury vapors were found coming from the cesspool outside the school.
And Sophia, we understand that parents and teachers and students have been complaining about this for years, right?
Yeah, years. And some even say it's been a decade because they've just seen so many people becoming sick. And some, you know, I spoke with one mother and her autistic son, when he was at the school, he had high mercury levels. And now when the announcement came out about 2 weeks ago, she understands maybe that's why he had high mercury levels for those 3 years of his life when he was at that school. Others have rare forms of cancer. And one little girl, she's been coming home every day since starting the school in September, saying that she just has a really, really, really bad stomach ache. And it's been going on ever since she started going to that school.
Soap, does anybody have any idea how long Northport Middle School will have to be closed?
Right now, the school is closed through the rest of this year. There is additional testing going on, looking to see if something inside the school, not just outside with the vapors, are making the kids sick. They're doing the testing as we speak. One parent says when this is all said and done, she believes that that school will become a Superfund site and that no student will ever have to go back to that school again. But again, that's just one parent's opinion.
Interesting. Thank you, Sophia. WCBS reporter Sophia Hall on Long Island.